July is here, and some of the upcoming features are actually hot. Everything about that after the intro. Today we are starting off on Tuesday with Microsoft Search single word acronym in Microsoft Search and Bing. Planned for a release in July, aka this month, Microsoft Search in Bing Web and in the Work vertical will be able to look for the meanings of acronyms just by typing the acronym without any patterns like what is, meaning of, define, or others. I still think the potential for Microsoft Search in Bing is incredible, but I doubt that many companies have set their default search to Bing, and this doesn't change it either. Also, as this week was the end of June, Microsoft had to launch some features they promised us. So here, some updates on that. Microsoft Teams has now official 1080p support for the outgoing video stream. And to stay in the Teams universe, chats sent during a Teams meeting will surface on the screen for all meeting participants to make the chat more central to the conversation. Also, somewhat related to Teams, participants in Teams and on Whiteboard in the web can now insert additional content types such as shapes, images, notes grid, and stickers. There's now also more room for our environments, as the Dataverse for Teams environment limit has been increased from the current 500 to 10,000. That's quite an amount and should be enough for some time. As most of this is already Teams related, we got also a new service which is called Scheduler. This is a service that enables a digital assistant to schedule our meeting through email and was also launched in July. Alright, back to the new features. Added on July 1st, Microsoft Teams Music Mode for Teams. Coming in July, Microsoft supports up to 32 kHz sampling rate mono audio at 128 kbps, and optimizes our internal audio processing settings for reproducing music with high fidelity. Teams will automatically adjust the audio bitrate based on the available bandwidth, going down to 48 kbps while still delivering good music quality. Since no normal person has any idea what those numbers mean, hey, here a little different point of view. Imagine you are listening to music, but not in your room, but through the walls of your neighbor. This is, for example, 16 kbps. It sounds filtered, not clean, muffled. So the higher the value, the better the level of detail, and to keep it easy, a better sound. In order to benefit from this improved sound fidelity, professional microphones and headphones or high quality external speakers are, of course, useful. Since I work with an XLR microphone, interface and headphones, I'm very happy and excited to see how everything will sound in the future. Also added on July 1st, Microsoft Teams live transcript in Teams meetings in additional spoken languages. Currently, live transcript is only available for American English. Coming this month, we will have complete all English, German, French, Spanish, Japanese, Portuguese, Dutch, Chinese simplified and traditional, Hindi, Italian, Korean, Russian, and Sweden. That's something for many of us. I still hope they try to implement Swiss German. That would be funny. For the non-German speakers, it would be like adding a dedicated, for example, Scottish live transcript or even a Valley Girl transcript. Anyway, last for this week and my feature of the week, SharePoint collapsible sections on modern pages. Rollout is beginning in early July and expect to be complete in late July. We will have the ability to show pages, sections in an accordion view, collapsed, expanded, or as tabs. The accordion view will be collapsed by default, but can be set to show expanded. If you are coming from SharePoint 2010, 2013, or any other on-prem edition, you know how often we wished for a 100% supported version of this. Now, it is coming for real and gives authors many new variations of designing a page. This is it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn more about Microsoft technology, as always, head over to my site, afraid.com, and maybe until next Sunday for a new episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup.